Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Bernazard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Calderon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Calderon. Bernazard scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball towards center. Lyons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lyons. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castillo moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Allenson moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to third for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Tolleson applying the tag. Butler moves to second. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to third. Carter moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Carter scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Baines reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. Guillen goes all the way around to score. Baines moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Mel Hall now playing left field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields the ball and throws to Schrome covering. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk bunts in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Franco reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler is walked intentionally. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.